This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Christian Pendleton, board member at the French Quarter Management District. Morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Certainly different than it was last year on this date. Governor Landry announced a four-day mourning period to mark a year since the terrorist attack. Flags are at half staffs. That started at January 1st, yesterday at 3:15. January 4th, the governor ordered a moment of silence to remember the victims, encourages all churches to ring 14 bells at 3:15, and he asked all Louisianians to wear green and yellow to represent harmony, renewal, and happiness. Tell me what's the feeling in the quarter. What's changed in the last year?
I think the feeling in the quarter is somewhere between still being very much shocked that that happened, and, you know, it happened in our backyard. I think sometimes when people think of terrorism attacks, their minds go to other parts of the world, and that it happened in our town and in our neighborhood, I think is still very shocking to a lot of people. I know there's still a lot of NOPD officers that are still processing that day. I think there's a little bit of frustration that more hasn't been done since then. And at the same time, I think there's a lot of optimism for the incoming administration in hopes that what they might do to better secure this vital neighborhood, not only just in New Orleans, but in our country.
See, along those lines, and I always go back to this, Christian, if this idiot doesn't perpetrate this attack a year ago, none of these conversations are even being had. But he did, and 14 people died. So we've had the conversations, but what really has changed since then, other than a lot of studies and a lot of conversations?
And unfortunately, I'm sad to say what you just said is what changed. A report from the Teneo group, from a group of professionals that don't understand our neighborhood for sure, but they do understand the mindset of people that want to do these terrible things. And other than that, it's been really radio silence from the administration. And so I think we are looking forward to the new council and the new administration and how they will approach this.
And that's not to in any way say that the security effort on New Year's Eve was not enhanced and that they had more eyes out looking for this, looking for that they would not probably have looked for last year. Were you in a quarter on New Year's Eve?
I was.
And what
I was in a quarter.
What was your feel being there, Christian?
I feel very safe, but I grew up in a military household. So seeing the National Guard, seeing all that law enforcement, I moved here from Washington, D.C. more than 10 years ago. So that is not as startling to me as that might be to some people not from New Orleans. I know New Orleanians are also very comfortable seeing National Guard because of the various hurricane rollouts over the years. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I like the look. It gives me a sense that somebody is paying attention, is caring, is on the lookout. I just think that every year they are constantly having to find what is going to be the new avenue. I think the city has seen a lot of growth in drone activity because there's a lot of concerns around. So it is interesting to see, especially from my vantage point, the new things that are rolling out to try to, you know, better understand, to control, to document, and to be on the lookout for bad actors.
Thoughts about the different things that have been proposed? Because you say it's, you know, the Teneo group, and they don't quite understand what kind of neighborhood the French Quarter is. First off, it's a neighborhood and a business corridor as well. They don't understand that in terms of security lockdowns, et cetera. Have you seen a plan that you are on board with or not?
I haven't seen anything yet. And again, the Teneo group, they looked at everything purely from a security perspective. I don't want to say they don't understand. You know, they did exactly what they were asked to do. based solely and only on security, what are your recommendations? But as New Orleans, as New Orleanians, and there are other factors that just need to be considered. I am not a fan of just a permanent closure of the French Quarter. It's a neighborhood. People live there. They need to be able to get to their homes. We need the services that are required in a neighborhood. So I think the permanent shutdown is, while it's an interesting starting talking point, I don't think there's much reality to it. I think there are some really interesting and thoughtful conversations going on around the barriers and where to put them and what to consider. So I am still optimistic. That's just who I am by my nature.
Yeah, you're reading ahead because that was going to be my question. You're a smart guy. You're the general manager at Brennan's, aren't you?
I am.
So you know the quarter, you know the businesses involved, you know the individuals involved. Do you think the administration has done anywhere near, the outgoing administration has done anywhere near enough? Because I understand the Teneo Group, and I'm not throwing them under the bus or anything. I'm just saying that they looked at, it's like a contractor. I can do anything you want if you got the money. We can shut down anything and make anything 100% safe. It's not going to really be practical in terms of the French Quarter community, both the business and the residential part of it. And I wasn't trying to criticize Teneo, but it has the outgoing administration maybe contacted the right people or pursued this strongly enough? What are your thoughts on that?
I think initially they did a very nice job having meetings with different groups, not just within the quarter, but the city and the state and even federal groups to understand what happened and to understand some possibilities. But I think once they did, I would call it a listening tour, the tour stopped. And I will be the first one to say, I don't know what I don't know. I just know they were very engaged for about 3 to 6 months, and then all that engagement has stopped. I've had some very good conversations with the incoming mayor over the last several months and some members of council. I know they're excited to pick it back up and move towards some resolution, but the administration, it was 3 to 6 months, and then we were on to the next thing.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it when we come back. Talking to Christian Pendleton, board member of the French Quarter Management District, also general manager of Brennan's Restaurant. And we'll get some ideas from him and also about looking forward to the new administration, what might be done to secure the French Quarter. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWO. Yeah? Go? Now? All right. 655, 5 till 7, some technical issues. Christian Pendleton, board member of the French Quarter Management District, our guest, talking about security in a quarter. Y'all never have technical issues, do you, Christian?
Oh, everything always works swimmingly all the time in the French Quarter.
Sure it does. So tell me, first of all, about the crowds in the quarter on over the weekend and last night. Did you notice any less crowd, or was it as busy and New Year's Eve and packed as ever?
It was as packed as ever. Both Ole Miss and Georgia traveled really well. A lot of locals love coming down to the quarter for special times of the year, going even back to caroling in Jackson Square. And through New Year's, the quarter has just been bustling.
So I know you are a general manager of a big...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Business down there. You love the French Quarter. You said you lived in Washington for a long time, came here 10 years ago. What, in your opinion, because you can't keep everybody safe from everything. If some nut decides to go crazy with a gun, and I hope to God that doesn't happen, and I'm not putting any ideas in anybody's head, but if it happens, it happens. That's the society we live in, right? So you can never keep anybody perfectly safe from anything. Have you talked to the new administration, the new council, about any ideas, or has the French Quarter Management District kicked any ideas around?
We have certainly been engaged. I would say really starting since early last spring with the council for certain. Freddie King, who is obviously the quarter is his district, and he has been very, very engaged in front, as well as J.P. Morrell and Helena. So they are all of them, and that's just who I happen to have spoken to and FQMD has dealt with, hyper engaged on what to do. And there's some disagreement amongst the three of them, but, you know, disagreement on the hyper fine details. You know, what hours should it be open? What hours should it be closed? You know, different thought processes behind the barricades. There is certainly some state officials that have some thoughts about the barricades and styles of barricades, because there's a style of a barricade that's meant to deal with, you know, what happened last year in the car, but there also has to be considered that if all those barricades are closed to prevent the car, and then you have some sort of crowd crush situation, that now those barricades are hindering trying to, you know, safely evacuate an area. So I think sometimes, you know, people, it's as simple as 1, 2, and 3. Well, not really when you consider other scenarios. If you're just focused on one, then that's how you deal with that. But there are other things, you know, i.e. Mardi Gras, the hundreds of thousands of people that are in the French Quarter for Mardi Gras or French Quarter Fest, it requires a different thought process to do the two different scenarios.
It would seem to me the only solution is to have it designated a Sear One event and have the extra security on the streets for both Mardi Gras, if you're going to keep it safe, completely safe, or as safe as you can. Because having been through Archer barriers, bollards, this, that, the other thing, and spending God knows how much time on that last year and nothing changing, and it seemed as though it was a completely circular conversation, Christian, where, okay, this, but that, this, but that, this, but that, okay, but we're back to this. It would seem like that, to me, is the only solution, to have it designated a Sear One and get the help you need from the feds. Thoughts?
I don't disagree with you, and I also think that all of us have to come to grips. We're not going to get everything we want. There will have to be compromise.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Christian Pendleton, board member of the French Quarter Management District. I'm looking forward to talking to Paul Hollis when we come back, director of the U.S. Mint. I always ask people, you know, there's a story behind everybody, right? So it's like, when you were a kid, what did you want to be? You wouldn't think that Paul Hollis wanted to be director of the U.S. Mint when he was a kid. But guess what? He did, and he's going to be. Then we'll talk to Joe Geruso. Got a lot coming up. Stay with us on this Friday, January 2nd, 2026, in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, or something like that. We'll be back, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.